Hello, Lisa and Pete here for the catch-up.
Dan, the internet had some ripper apps to show us today, including one you must download if you're heading out camping this Easter weekend.
Speaking of camping, we ask you your Easter camping tips. One guy reckons leave the wife at home because she weighs him down a little too much.
Plus, we tried the special bunny burger released by Grilled in Perth for the week. If the Easter bunny doesn't visit your kids this weekend, it might be because we ate him.
And he tasted divine.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
We're asking for your mind your own business moments. Those moments where you just sort of look around and you see someone's giving you the stink eye for something, which is what happened to me and my wife.
The stink eye.
And our baby daughter, we were in DJ's a couple of days ago in the city, downstairs having lunch, and pulled out a little bag of what looks like chips, but they're not. They're anything but.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know, an older couple to our left.
Gotta have a comment.
Saw the stink eye and then the, oh, bro, is he really doing that? Is he really giving that?
But just loud enough for you to hear.
Yeah. No, we can hear you.
Let's see who else had this problem. I'm getting failed. Chris, what happened?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, I have a daughter who's almost 25 and she's a dwarf.
Yeah.
And when she was a little baby, she was about 6 months old, she was admitted to hospital because she was failing to put any weight on. She had no sebaceous fat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spent 3 weeks in hospital, and during that time, they really couldn't work out what was going on, but put her on a high fat and high sugar diet, including butter, cream, lemonade, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Discharged from hospital, I was out shopping. By this stage, she was 7 months old. She was being a bit restless and I figured she might have been a bit thirsty or whatever. So I grabbed her a can of lemonade. She's sitting up in the trolley. Now, granted, she's very small because she's a dwarf. Giving her this can of lemonade that was given under doctor's orders.
Mm.
And, of course, getting lots and lots of looks from people going, oh, my gosh, what are you doing to your child? I actually had a little old lady come up to me and say, what are you doing giving her that rah, 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 you know, as people do. And I said, excuse me, do you know my daughter's medical history? And she's like, turned away and walked off. And it's like, yeah, mind your own business.
Yeah,
unless
you know,
really sorry.
You do. You kind of feel like you need to be walking around with a sign, you know, a sign that sort of explains your situation to everybody around
you. Other people should wear a sign that says, I'm a judgy McJudgy.
Judgy McJudge
don't
face.
Don't come near me.
Suzanne in Butler, the mind your own business moment.
Yeah, hi. We were in Subway with my son, and my daughter took the paper wrapper off his straw.
Yes, oh dear.
Which was a big no-no.
Yeah.
And he had a massive meltdown. I had an elderly couple next to me go, haven't you ever heard of Super Nanny?
Yeah. Oh, did you say, haven't you ever heard of manners? Yes.
I've had enough by this day.
Yeah.
I turned around and I said, even Super Nanny had to get in an expert for a child with autism.
They
turned back around and they said to me, but he looks normal.
Oh, gee. No, they couldn't even let it go.
And you must deal with this sort of stuff on a weekly basis, Suzanne.
The time.
Yeah. Oh, and as if you're not exhausted enough.
I'll tell you what, I take my hat off to you because it's astounding what you as a parent with a child with autism, the things that you have to deal with from other people who just don't understand
just
the situation.
Just think for 1 second, people, before you talk.
Or, thanks.
I'll give him a good smack.
Yeah.
You must have wanted to give her a good smack. See you, Suzanne.
Martina in Stratton, MYOB, mind your own business moment. What is it?
My 16-year-old daughter had a school project and it was one of those real-life babies and she had to have it for the week, and wherever she went, this baby went. So we went shopping and she carried it around, and the comments from people, oh, look, isn't she a bit young to be having a baby? Mother, and this baby looked so real. We were standing in line and more comments, and my daughter was literally in tears. She didn't bother asking or checking if it was real. It's just...
Well, you know, I tell you what, there are some girls out there who have had children at young ages who have brought them up a lot better than, you know, some
than that
people.
Person,
who,
the stink eye givers.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. Why be so judgmental? You don't know what happened. And I'm the mother. I'm going to support my child regardless what she does.
Of course.
Yeah, good stuff, Martina. Thank you.
See you, Martina.
Thank you.
Man, the stink eye.
Could it be a little lesson today?
Yeah.
Let's just not stink eye each other. unless you really deserve it.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth. Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
What are we changing the intro to this week? Alternative facts?
I've got nothing. That's pretty good. Right. I like that. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I don't know if you guys know this, but the Internet and the Nut family are quite new to the phenomenon of camping at Easter.
Oh, yes.
We did it
you
for
got
years.
The whole long trailer.
Yeah, by going to the same spot, but about 3 years ago, we got a caravan. So we've done different Easters at different spots around
WA. Are we on again?
No, actually, we couldn't find anywhere this. So we're going to dwelling up to my dad's property up there, which is nice.
As you do.
As you do.
Nice to camp with
daddy's property and dwelling up.
I'd just be going there anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. there's an app released called Wikicamps. It's a Wikipedia for camping grounds,
awesome.
Right?
Awesome.
So, and the point being is that when you're going to, you know, particularly if you're looking to book somewhere, and I'll give you an example, Mandalay in Busselton, which is arguably one of the nicest ones I've been
and
to.
Most famous.
I didn't know this, but when we got there, they've got things like a mobile bakery that drives around the camp
you
every
are
morning
kidding.
Ringing a bell for fresh baguettes and,
like the old
you know,
greengrocer.
Yeah. Like an Indian food van comes in and does Indian food one night a week. It's like, you know, this kind of stuff you wouldn't know.
Well, it is called Mandalay.
But this is the app that will tell you. Yeah, exactly. This is the app that will tell you all that stuff.
And won't it also tell you if you can take a dog there and things like that?
Yes.
Because a lot
yes.
of people do travel Correct. With their animals these days.
That's great. Yeah. Why do you want to go camping if there's a truck bringing around Indian food? Doesn't that take the whole thing out?
He'll learn.
Things?
He will learn. Dan. Like, you
know? Actually, the Mandalay experience is when I've had all three kids at a point when they wake up at like 3 a.m. in a caravan park, and that is the loudest a baby ever screamed.
I'll tell you what, sound travels in those camps too.
Oh man,
like you hear some things
you don't
even mean to hear.
I thought you meant the sound of thong on shower, you know, ablution block on floor.
Yeah, you hear those too.
Yeah.
Snoring. Snoring's like the worst. Anyway. Great app. We'll put up on the website. Now, the other one, seeing the Dockers had such a good weekend last weekend.
Who would have thought that?
Now, I know there's everyone probably is aware of the AFL app,
yes.
which is okay.
Yep.
But I found one called Footy Live, and it's been out there for a while, but it is much better.
I've got this app.
It's more up to date. It's quicker than the AFL, the official AFL, and updating scores. So I was out last week watching, I think it was Richmond West Coast, and the AFL was probably about half a minute behind the Footy Live one.
Oh,
when you're talking
in this
a close game.
Age, half a minute, yes.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I was already 10 tweets up about it. So, you know, not trying to be critical here, but the AFL app to me seems to be too complicated.
Last year just went straight to the thing. Now I've got to hit view all matches and things. And
my suspicion is they're trying to push video views because everything's video, and sometimes you just want to see the score.
I don't want video. No. That's what my telly's for, okay?
And then, yeah, exactly. And then if you're like me and you know, just like a cheeky little $5 flutter on first goal scorer, Footy Live app will tell you those kind of stats. That
if you're at a wedding and you're cheeky little score check.
I'm just checking on the kids, though, Go Dockers. Great little app, and I think better than the AFL one. So if people want to keep up to date with the footy, then Footy Live.
Footy.
They're all footy. They're all on your Lisa and Pete homepage at mix.com.au.
Secret camping trip tips.
It's a bit like surfing spots.
Yeah.
If they tell us, they have to kill us.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean...
No, we've had a couple of calls.
Didn't go mad, but we've got a couple here.
Off the back of the app that Dan talked about, Wiki Camping, with great tips on camping.
And we were talking about Mandalay.
In Busselton.
Right. And how there's an Indian food truck that comes around. And we're like, all right, what else is out there?
Brad, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. You're familiar with the Mandalay extras?
Yeah. In fact, tomorrow we're heading off. Oh, sorry. Tomorrow night we're packing up to head off first thing Friday morning.
Yes.
To go back to Mandalay for the third time.
Oh, yeah.
We love it down there. The kids just absolutely adore the place. But there's more than just Indian. There's a wood-fired pizza guy that comes in. There's movie nights for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a thing that sold it for my wife is that we camp in our tent, but we've actually got our own personal ensuite toilet and shower right next to our campsite.
That is a wife sealer, for sure.
Gee whiz.
Definitely glamping.
Yes.
Yeah. So do all of the little camping spots there get the same thing? Are they all got separate or private ensuites? And...
No, they don't. No.
Or is that something you bring along?
No, special.
No, yes, that's right.
They get in early.
So when we go in the bush, we bring our own Thunderbox, but no, there's only about, I think, 10 or 12 ensuite sites and the rest are regular campsites.
Get in. Have a good time. You know where I used to spend a lot of Easters as a kid? Siesta Park, not far from Mandalay.
Siesta Park.
The old Siesta Park. Nice. Yeah. Well, you have fun, Brad.
Thank you.
See ya.
See ya, mate. And safe trip. Don't forget double demerits as well. Dan in Greenwood, hey, what do you got for us?
Just a couple of tips that I've had sort of on my travels, because generally I'll usually go with the lads, but
I've had the odd occasion where I've taken the wife, and to be honest, not the best idea. Just complains a little bit too much and weighs you down a bit, because when you go with the lads, it's a lot easier because they just go with the flow and everything.
Pete's understanding every word you're saying, because he's going on a lads trip next week.
Oh, mate, we're going. 25 of us boys are going up to, we're going to Steep Point for a week. I'll tell you what, no showering, leaving a toothbrush at home.
Oh,
and,
my God.
But I'll tell you, you know what? There is one thing that we eat like kings, right? We went shopping for it last on the weekend, and we must have bought about, I don't know, 15, 20 boxes of pasta. And we just made the sauce.
It's not all baked beans.
It's not all baked beans. It's going to be a ripper.
That's all you need. You just need, macaroni and cheese and things like that. You're sorted.
That'll get the ladies. I'm there for the mac and cheese.
But a good place to go, I don't know if you've been to Conto's before, which is sort of just in between Margaret River and Augusta.
Yes.
Always a good place to go down there.
Very good.
Oh, you beauty.
Yeah,
all right.
That's where the secret surf spots are. We don't talk too much. Thanks, Dan. Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
All right, nice. There's a couple there if you haven't decided
enjoy.
Where you're going.
And please, everyone, remember that there are people heading down on their, once a year trips, and just everyone drive a bit carefully and remember.
And be nice to each
be
other.
Be nice. Mm.
Lise, it's here.
This is an interesting story.
It's finally here.
Timely, of course.
Mm. Because Easter is around the corner.
Yeah.
Right. So, what do? When it comes to Easter, we eat. We eat rabbit.
Chocolate. Oh, yes. Well, bunnies. Chocolate bunnies.
No. Rabbit.
Oh.
Like rabbit. Like meat what? Rabbit. Yeah, like mat rabbit.
I've been wondering what's in your grilled bag.
Right. So, my grilled bag.
Yes. Grilled is in the hamburger joint.
Healthy burgers.
Healthy burgers.
Now, this is all about Grilled releasing a very special bunny burger.
Oh, look, it's got ears.
For Easter week. Yeah, does it? I actually thought they were prawn crackers. By the way, it looks a bit. Anyway, so just to sort of run you through what we have here, right? Yeah. The Grilled have released a special bunny burger for Easter week, and it's a kid you not, a rabbit patty with carrot puree.
It's actually a rabbit patty. Is it? Oh, I thought it was just like carrot and.
No.
That is actually made from rabbit.
See the patty.
Sorry,
if you're listening to this right now, use your imagination, right? You think of that, the bun, there's lettuce in there, that looks like seeded mustard.
Carrot.
There's pureed carrot.
And a burger made from bun.
See the burger patty?
Rabbit.
And it's made from rabbit.
Oh.
Right? Okay, so,
is it gamey?
So, yeah, I don't know, I haven't tried it yet. Kind of leaving it for this, really.
What's it like? You don't look terribly impressed.
It's not bad.
Does it taste gamey, or does it taste like chicken, or does it just taste like regular mince?
Tastes like regular sort of mince, but I'm sure it's rabbit.
It's rabbit.
Mm. You want some?
No, I think I'll give it a miss. I hate getting a hair in my food.
Good one.
Must not be too bad.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete do everything together. And by planning their goodbye together, they'll receive $300 off for the second funeral with a Purslow prepaid funeral.